You already know who I am. You may be wondering why NLM has, why I hold these many hats and why NLM is in this position. We have been designated as the Central Coordinating Body for Clinical Terminology Standards within HHS. We coordinate all of our efforts with ONC to make sure that all of these standards that NLM has been working for 20 plus years to try and make these available, we want to continue to make sure that they're available. So now that ONC is in place, we make sure that we coordinate with them. We distribute all of our terminologies within the UMLS Metathesaurus behind the UTS, and we have in there HIPAA classifications and code sets, as well as other terminologies that are required for electronic health record certification, not her. And we have support for development and maintenance of standard terminologies. And specifically, as we already said, we help with funding of LOINC since 1999. We were directly developing RX norm since 2002, and we've been supporting SNOMED CT under a contract and licensing mechanism since 2003, originally with College of American Pathologists. And then in 2007, when it was created, we joined the IHGSDO. You can call it ITSEDO, I just don't. This is what NLM, as a member of the IHGSDO, has a right to do. Everything that I'm going to talk about now, I'm focusing on distribution and licensing of SNOMED, how you can get it from us. I can answer questions about any of them because we distribute all of them, but this is what I'm focused on, so that's where this land is going. And as Daniel said, I'm also not a lawyer, but I've been involved in, as my bio said, I was involved in the creation of the IHGSDO, so I might not know the exact legal description, but I know the intent. I know the intent behind all the licensing. And I've discussed it with many, many lawyers and helped them to understand it. So what is NLM's member rights? First of all, we have the right to pay our annual fee once a year that provides free usage within the U.S. We distribute the international release to what we call, what the IHGSDO calls affiliates, what NLM calls licensees under standard license terms. We distribute both the English and Spanish versions of SNOMED. And we are also, as a member, required to distribute SNOMED in what is called the native format. So exactly the way that the files come to us from the IHGSDO, we put them up on our server so that you can download them in that native format. And we also use the international release of SNOMED in various NLM systems, PubMed being the one that you're probably most familiar with. It helps to aid in the searching. We create the national extension in accordance with IHGSDO standards and regulations, and thanks to Jim Case, who's in the audience. It's his fault that we have it now. We license U.S. affiliates. In order to use SNOMED, you have to have a license. You have to be an affiliate, and we manage all of that through our systems. We have the right to create derivatives and other useful pieces, so we have been working in the last couple of years to create subsets of SNOMED, specifically the core problem list subset and the route of administration. We also have a nursing problem list subset that was created by the IHGSDO nursing SIG up on our site. And then we've also been working on mappings from SNOMED to other key terminologies. ICD-10-CM is the one that we're working on right now, and we should have the first pieces of that probably in January, if not sooner. But we're not going to talk about that today. The other rights that we have are to coordinate the U.S. The requests for new SNOMED CT terms or changes to existing terms. We coordinate the U.S. contributions, and we have a U.S. SNOMED CT content request submission, USCRS, that's going to go live in the next couple weeks. And then The final thing is that we have the right to continue to use and distribute the last version received if for any reason NLM ceases to be a member. So you can feel free to use it because we're never going to take it away from you. So one of the things that you've noticed is I've been talking about the UMLS, and I think I mentioned once the UTS. You might be wondering what those are if you haven't seen these before. UMLS stands for Unified Medical Language System, and it's comprised of three knowledge sources: the UMLS Metasource, which I'll describe better in a moment; the Semantic Network, which is a way of classifying all of these terms that are in the Metasource; and the Specialist Lexicon, which is pretty much what it sounds like. The UTS is the UMLS Terminology Services, which is about a year old, and it allows you to download the data files, search and display contents through various browsers. We have a new SNOMED CT request, or a SNOMED CT browser. Again, that's Jim's fault. And you can request and maintain your license and your profile, and you can also do query data remotely via web services. And the UMLS Metasource, to give you an idea of what it is, it has 160 different source vocabularies: SNOMED, LOINC, RxNorm, CPT, the ICDs, et cetera, et cetera. All of these are in there. It represents 19 different languages. There's 2.4 million concepts, which are, it's just huge. But you will find both SNOMED in English and SNOMED in Spanish are both in the UMLS Metathesaurus. And one of the things that it really allows you to do is we link together the terms from the different sources at a concept level. So if you have one source that uses heart attack and another one uses myocardial infarction, we bring those together under the what we call the CUI. So that allows you to get a lot more synonymy, and that's why we use it within why we use these things within PubMed, because it helps enhance your search. So that if you put in heart attack, you're going to find myocardial infarction, and that's the same thing that we do with the SNOMED browser. So this is our NLM homepage. I hope you've seen this once or twice before. And if you go to this page and you click on Health Information Technology, then you'll get to the UMLS and SNOMED. And specifically, SNOMED is on the left and UMLS is on the right. And once you get to the UMLS page, you can click on the Metathesaurus license, which is what we're talking about here today. And it's not as intimidating as it looks. Trust me. The first page is the basic UMLS Metathesaurus license. It's specifically talking about the different sources that we have in there and the different restriction levels. We have some sources in there, specifically the ones that are created by the U.S. federal government, have no usage restrictions on them all, so they're listed as a Category 0 source. LOINC has... is a Category 1 because you can't create another standard off of it. Anything that's a Category 2 means you can't translate it. And anything that's a Category 3 means it has the highest restriction level. Things like CPT fall in that. There's also Category 4, which means that we have negotiated U.S.-wide usage rights. But if you want to use it in another country, you have to go to the owner of that source to negotiate usage of it, and you may have to pay for it. ICF, which is created by the WHO, falls into that Category 4. SNOMED is a Category 9. It's a source all of its own. But once you look at this, this license, which describes that, you'll go to the bottom and you'll click Accept, and then you'll see a listing of all of the 160 sources that we have in there. And it gives a description of everything about that source. So this is what you see for SNOMED. You can see at the top where we've told you what we call it, who owns it, the restriction level, and any boilerplate language that we are required to print. This is where we print it. And if you need to talk to somebody with more information, we list that at the bottom. And then as Appendix 2, we have incorporated the ISGSDO affiliate license. And if you are only interested in getting SNOMED, just pay attention to this page. The rest of it doesn't matter. You still have to accept it all, but this is where you need to focus. So what can you get if you become an affiliate of SNOMED? We've set it up so there's one license for everybody. Whether you're a vendor, a hospital, or researcher, you would still use the same affiliate license. You have the right to use SNOMED, create extensions and derivatives, and incorporate the international release in your products. You're required to check if there's additional requirements that apply if you're going to use it in a different country. So if you want to use it in Australia, there may be specific requirements that member of the ISGSDO has put in place. And you're also required to report on your usage twice a year. And depending on where you use it, depending on where you deploy it, usage fees may be incurred. So you're asking, what are those fees? If you use it in one of the 15 member countries, and I'm expecting there's going to be three more member countries within a couple weeks or months, but if you use it in one of these countries, there's no charge. We have roughly 40 countries that have been categorized as low-income countries by the World Bank. If you're going to use it in one of those countries, there's no charge. And this low-income category was specifically created because of comments from the CDC. So if there's a usage that you need, do not hesitate to talk to us because we might be able to arrange something. It's also free for use if you're working on a qualifying humanitarian or charitable project, a qualifying research project, or if you're using open source software tools. And for the qualifying research and humanitarian, you have to register the project before you start. And then the other thing that we've just recently done is created what's called a public good policy, usage policy. And this was specifically so that if you know that there's a specific use where if you don't go with SNOMED, then people are going to start creating a different standard. This allows you to create a subset of SNOMED and distribute it. But again, you have to register this. HL7 is one of the groups that is making use of that. They're using it a lot with genomics and that sort of thing as well. But you do have to report to us. If you do not file these reports, we're going to have to turn off your license. The first report is that UMLS annual report, where you're just telling us how you've been using it, what you like, what you don't like. It's a web-based reporting system due January 31st. And then there's also an affiliate license statement of account, which is also due twice a year, January 31st and July 15th. Right now it's done by paper. I get to process them all. But we're working on a web-based system that we hope to have up soon. And essentially what you're doing is reporting on your usage in non-member countries. And based on how you use that, you may have charges that are incurred by the IHGSDO to you. NLM doesn't charge for usage. So some of the questions that I get asked all the time, I just want to use SNOMED. Do I have to get a UMLS license? Yes. Don't ask the question. The answer is always going to be yes. Can I work with NLM to customize a license for my particular situation? No. We have one license. We cannot change it. We've negotiated with all 160 sources. We're not going to go back and renegotiate. Do you have an abbreviated version of the license for specific purposes such as developers? No, there's one license. What? Can you tell how tired I am of answering this question? So I'm based in the U.S., but I'm going to deploy SnowMed in a non-member country. Will there be a usage fee? Probably. Is it? You have to look at whether or not it's a low-income country or some other country that has somehow been classified where there isn't a fee. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay a fee to the ISGSDO. And they have the fee structure posted on their website. I'm a large entity with lots of clients, and we want to deploy or sell a product that includes SnowMed. Do all of our customers need a UMLS license? Depends how you want to handle it. If you are working within a closed system where everybody has to log on to your system in order to get in, and you know precisely how they're going to use it, then it makes perfect sense for you to have one UMLS license and just give everyone access. A hospital is a perfect example of this. But if you are, for example, a vendor and you're going to have all your clients, it makes more sense for you to require that your clients have their own license. And for this purpose, we have an API where you can check in real time to verify that your clients have a valid UMLS license before they proceed. And the beauty of that is that then you don't have to do the annual reporting. They can do it. So the bottom line is that we want you to use SnowMed. As I said, I talked with many, many different lawyers, and I've never had one come back and say, we can't do this. They always say, oh, okay, that makes sense now that you've explained it. So please don't hesitate to write and ask questions. And that's all. Any questions? Is there the mic? Who's the mic?
I just wanted to clarify one thing on the public good policy, public use.
Yes.
The good public use policy for use of SnowMed. That is fairly restrictive, and all that you're allowed to use are the identifiers and the descriptions. You're not allowed to use any of the relationships that go along with that. So essentially, you're not getting a full subset to distribute in other properties. You're only allowed to use codes and descriptions. So that's somewhat of a restriction.
And you do have to register it before you use it. You can't just create a subset and distribute it.
You have to get approval from IHTSDO before you can do it with a justification on why you're doing it.
Exactly. Thank you, Jim.
My question is actually about what was going on before NLM took on the U.S. license. Could you describe the history leading up to why the U.S. government bought a national license?
Essentially, you had back in mid-1990s, NLM conducted a large-scale research project where we looked across all the vocabularies that were available to determine whether there were any one or set of terminologies that could act as the central standard to be used in an electronic health record. And we found that the two that did the best job were SnowMed International and the Reed codes, which were owned by the National Health Center in the UK. I think directly because of that study, CAP, who owned SnowMed at the time, went to the UK and said, let's merge, which created SnowMed RT. And at about the time that SnowMed RT was created, NLM had already entered into negotiations with CAP to see if we could get a license that would allow US-wide use of it. Since we knew that everybody wanted to use that terminology, but every single person that we approached said, I'd love to use it, but it costs too much. I can't afford it. So we worked very hard, years of negotiations, to remove that barrier so that people could use it. And then in 2003 is when we were able to successfully get a copy, finalize those negotiations with CAP and get the U.S. usage of SNOMED CT. Does that answer the question?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question. How many people in the room have SNOMED licenses? Okay. It's easy. I'll attest to that. I mean, it's a minor hassle to fill out the form twice a year, but if I just put, you know, public health and nobody yells at me, if I'm for the reason why I'm using it. So I encourage you all, go sign up.
Thank you.
I personally have had a license ever since the when I was at the university before I came to the Department of Health. I started with my license, and I've just carried that license with me. And nobody's told me that it's not transferable when I move.
It is transferable.
Yeah. So I mean, I updated my organization with NLM, and it's the same license. And so I represent it for DOH.
Can you clarify that should we be registering our organization?
Can you clarify, should we be registering the agencies or should we be registering all the individuals who might be using it?
It depends on how you want to look at it. We'll allow you to do either one. We're moving with the UTS to a system where you're able to require everyone to have their own, similar to if you're using Amazon or any of the other widely used sites that are out there. But if the model works better for you to have one license and share it, then you can do that as well. Jim's going to contradict me.
No, I'm just going to augment what you said. It isn't necessary for everybody to have one, but the access to the U.S. SNOMED content request system is going to require a UMLS license and a SNOMED license in order to do that. So if you have more than one individual that's going to contribute content requests for addition or changes to SNOMED, they're each going to have their own license.
Okay, so I had a question about the reporting, just as a licensee. Is that emailed to you? Because I don't think I've received one in the last several
years. The notice that it's due is emailed to you.
It must be a spam thing. Okay.
I'll have to point out, though, full disclosure, that I'm so close to having the web-based version finished for the affiliate reporting that I haven't sent it out for the July period. So even though it was technically due July 15th, nobody's going to hold that against you. And we're not going to start the earliest that we would turn off a license because you didn't file the affiliate report would be in January. And that's only if we complete our testing and we're happy and we know that it will work properly. If we still have questions, then we're going to push that back.
So I have till January. Okay.
Yes.
Then they know where you are.
Yes.
So if the agency has a license, I'm a user. Who is responsible to send you the annual report?
That's up to you. Whoever is whatever email is associated with that account, that's who I'm going to send it to. In many cases, because there's funding or fees associated with this, that person will send it to their financial department and have them fill it out and send it back to us. That's a valid way that you can handle this. It may be a little bit more difficult when we get to the web-based version because you're going to have to give your logon to that financial person. But it's really up to you who would fill it out.
Thanks.
And frankly, if you only use it in the U.S., mm-hmm. then it doesn't matter. Because you're going to, when you answer that report, it's going to say, do you use SNOMED? And if you say yes, did you use it in a non-member country? And if you say no, I didn't, you're done.
Yep. That's simple.
Just a couple of curiosity questions. What does the United States pay or NLM pay
to provide SNOMED to anybody in the United States and these other countries?
We pay about $6 million a year.
Follow on.
This is why I want you to use it.
Yeah. Use it or lose it, folks. Follow on question. So the decision was made to purchase access to SNOMED some years ago, also to support LOINC. We don't see the same kind of arrangement with HL7. Is there a good story there, and are you allowed to tell it?
You're jumping the gun.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Actually, I'm not authorized to answer that question.